This program is paid for by Jacob Media Partners. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Jacob Media or its guests and do not reflect the views of WPHT or Odyssey.
Tom Lee Hockey has become part of my morning prayers.
I was a full-time nurse, just lifting up a patient.
A tractor trailer came up behind this, pushed us right through.
Right off the bat, you just felt comfortable. I felt somebody had my back.
And he says, I'm going to do everything that I can do for you.
You guys are amazing. I love you.
Call Pond LaHockey Giordano, highly rated Philadelphia workers' compensation attorneys.
Now on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. The Labor Show with J. Doc and Krause, presented by the law offices of Pond LaHockey Giordano. Talk, listen, and speak to the region's most influential leaders. This is The Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause.
And a good Saturday night, everyone, and welcome into this live edition of The Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause as we broadcast to you live on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, leading you right in to Penn State football, getting started here on Talk Radio 1210 at the top of the hour, J-Doc. But we are at an incredible event. We have been waiting and planning to be a part of the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation Gala. What an incredible night it will be. We are at Bet Rivers, and we are broadcasting live, and we've got a full lineup of real power and honor over the next 60 minutes.
Thank you, Joe, and yes, it's well said. We've been waiting for this night for a long time. Joe, you know the synergy that our organized labor community and our military and our veterans have, and it's such an honor to be here, and the acronym is MCLEF, and at the 2022 gala. Certainly, Joe, and I say this without exaggerating, there are heroes amongst us. I'm ecstatic to bring in to the program Jerry Connor, who is a Philadelphia committee member of MCLEF. Jerry, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Joe, Doc, and Krause. Honor that you guys are here with us tonight.
Well, it is great to be here, and certainly, you know, we talk about, you know, MCLEF, but if you would tell our listeners, remind our listeners a little bit about what MCLEF is and what MCLEF does.
MCLEF, the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation, was established in 1994-95. And what we do is we establish educational grants for children whose parents were killed in the line of duty, Marines and law enforcement agencies. And we establish the educational foundation to a child whose life has just been turned upside down and whose family's life has been turned upside down. And when we do this, as many people know, one of the hardest things you can do, especially nowadays, is ask people for money. But unfortunately, that's the most important thing for foundations like MCLEF, because you need the money, you need the fuel on the fire to be able to do what we feel is such a noble cause. And I have to say that whenever we ask, whenever we put the feelers out for this year's fundraisers, specifically this gala, our 22 gala here, it's our biggest fundraiser. And we have to hit a home run, and we've hit grand slams, and it has a lot to do with the next guest that we're going to have on air here.
And it's interesting because as I was thinking about the broadcast, and we are so honored to bring in our guests, which we're going to do momentarily, I look at it and I say we're giving back to those who gave all.
Absolutely.
And so without further ado, if you would, introduce our guest.
Well, the first guest here, we're honored to have him. MCLEF is honored to call him a friend, a member. These gentlemen, additionals, will join us later in the show, have given so much to the country that they deserve to go and rest and enjoy the rest of their lives after everything they've done. But gentlemen like Medal of Honor recipient Jack Jacobs here says, no, I'm not done yet. There's more mission here, and we're going to help build a foundation for children of fallen Marines and law enforcement. And Jack is one of the first to return the call to say, what time, when, what do I wear, and let's do it. And without further ado, Joe, if you don't mind.
Mr. Jacobs, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me here.
It's an absolute honor to be here at this table. And I will say this, there are heroes amongst us, and we're honored to have you on the program. As Jerry said, and obviously you served so gallantly your country and made such a difference. Like Jerry said, talk about what this means, what McClef means to you, and what makes a difference, and what making a difference, continuing to make a difference, means to you as well.
Well, one of the things that that I think about all the time, now that I'm aged and decrepit, so on, is how important the future is. You can't do anything about yesterday, and at some level of analysis, you can't do anything about today either, as a matter of fact, but you can do something about tomorrow. And the only way that you can reach into the future, really, is through education. And nobody deserves the attention, the focus, more than the children of the fallen. We ask very young people to take on more authority and responsibility than anybody else in their age group, and often more than people many times their age, and ask them to go defend all of us, to give us freedom and to keep us freedom. And it's important that we do the best we possibly can for those they leave behind. You know, I'm always reminded of an observation by John Stuart Mill, and I'm paraphrasing to a great deal. He said, war is a terrible thing, but it's not the worst of things. A man for whom nothing is more important than his own personal safety is a miserable creature who is made free and kept free by better men than he. The men and women who came before us, who gave us this freedom, we owe them, and we owe their children too. And that's one of the reasons why I jump anytime somebody says, where are you? When can you get here? And what do you have to wear? I'm there anytime.
Well, you know, those words are so important, and particularly today in our world, where it is so important to remind our citizens how we got where we're at right now, and to enjoy the freedoms that we have, and at the same time to pay homage to those who made it possible, the children of individuals who gave all. Talk about making a difference in their lives, and just giving back and seeing what this education does for them.
Well, there are two things about that come immediately in mind that I focus on, and other Medal of Honor recipients do too. And they're these. The first thing is that who is going to be there for them when a parent is killed in action or on the job? Who's going to be there for them? And we don't have an organized way of doing that except through McClef and other organizations like it. They're on their own. We don't want them to be on their own. Because although the parent has sacrificed for us and our nation, the families do too. It's important that we make sure that we don't forget that. And the second thing is something I mentioned earlier. If you really want to do something, if you want to affect anything, the only way you can do it, one of the few ways you can do it for sure, is through education. This is the way we're doing it. We're going to make the United States better by educating the children of the fallen.
So, Medal of Honor recipient Jack Jacobs joining us here on the Labor Show as we broadcast to you live from the Bet Rivers Casino at the gala. We're in the pre-stages of when the gala will get underway. Jack, tough question for you, but I look forward to the response. When you leave this world, you personally, when you leave the world, what will they say? What will people say about you, Jack?
Well, I don't know. And I don't think about that actually very much. But I think when you do think about that, that's a trick question because I hadn't thought about it very much. But when you do think about it, I think the conclusion that you draw is that you want people to say that you really cared. When you're in a military organization, as many of the listeners know, because they're in either a military, quasi-military organization, or they're serving as EMTs in the fire department, police department, you know that you're not alone, that you're part of an organization that's greater than yourself. And one of the things we all learn in organizations like that is that you have to take care of each other. So I would love it if somebody would just say, whatever else you can say rotten about Jack Jacobs, he took care of his buddies. And the other thing is something I mentioned before, and that is that I didn't, and nobody should, focus on himself. One of the reasons people put the uniform on is to be part of something bigger than themselves. That we don't focus on ourselves. We go out to defend the country. We defend our communities. And at the end of the day, I'd like to be remembered pretty much as a function of something that Benjamin Franklin wrote just before the Revolution. He said, if we don't hang together, we will surely hang separately. I think if we all live by that, we're all going to be a better community and a better country.
Medal of Honor recipient Jack Jacobs joining us here on the Labor Show on behalf of everyone listening, sir. Thank you very much.
My great honor. Thank you.
We'll take a two-minute break. Back in a moment.
Tonight's edition of The Labor Show is sponsored in part by IBEW Local 98, UFCW Local 1776, Sheet Metal Workers Local 19, and the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades, DC 21.
And we're back here live on The Labor Show here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, along with J-Doc. I'm Joe Krause. Great way, J-Doc. To begin our broadcast, you know, I kind of feel as though we've come full circle, Jerry, if you will remember, and I'm sure you do. We first sat down and did a two-hour special with McClef up at FOP Lodge 5, and it, for me, it was my first opportunity to truly get an understanding of the lives that are impacted by the work, J-Doc, that is done, and now here we sit. At the McClef's biggest night, the gala, and it's an honor for me to be here.
Absolutely, and it's certainly an honor to have the president of FOP Lodge 5, John McNesby, here. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you both.
It's great to have you. You are the law enforcement honoree tonight, and this honor, and I said it as we came into the broadcast, we're giving back to those who gave all. And certainly you represent thousands of police officers across, you know, the city of Philadelphia who are in the line of fire on a daily basis. And you have faced, you know, situations none more difficult than this. What does McClef mean to you?
Well, it's a great partnership. I'm working with the organization, and, you know, they're there for us. We're there for them. And just the camaraderie, you know, as you, I was in the Marine Corps myself, and the camaraderie between those in that organization and the police department, they're always first on the line, ready to give whenever we, God forbid, lose somebody. And, you know, it's not a matter of if we're going to lose somebody, it's just a matter of when. Mm-hmm. So you know, and that's in the background, you know, in the second or third row that we can, you know, pull from the bullpen. It's awesome. And we work good together. And not only that, a lot of different projects throughout the year. But, again, it's just a great thing. It's a great night tonight, and I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to get an award. I have my family here, and it's, you know, I was going to have my father here. He actually, we just buried him yesterday. So,
our condolences.
Thank you. He wouldn't want me to miss this. So we're here.
And I'll tell you, we look at the, you know, the individuals at this. At this event, it reminds us of, and I said it earlier, of how we got to where we're at and why we enjoy the freedoms we have on a daily basis. And you find yourself many days, you know, in the unenviable position of defending why we need to protect ourselves.
Right.
And those individuals who are on the front lines, when you come to an event like this. And it certainly exudes why we're here today, why we enjoy those freedoms. Tell me what type of breath of fresh air it is.
Well, it's great knowing, You know, in the last few years, ever since the, a couple years ago, policing is not a great profession. It's not attractable. It's not a big attraction to those folks out there. And we need to change that, and we need to have the dialogue, because we're not out there. We don't go to work every day looking to hurt anybody or looking to, God forbid, take somebody's life. We're out there to protect the community. That's it. And we're doing it now under very, very, very difficult, occasions here, especially with some of the people we have in elected positions that aren't favorable to us. And, you know, cops are, they're demoralized right now. They're understaffed. They're overworked. And, you know, they're afraid to go out there and do their job for, you know, the retribution.
And they're needed more than ever.
Now they are.
What I find ironic is, you know, we all went through what we went through when you heard all the slogans, right?
Right.
And nobody is we're what, 1,000 police officers down? We
need that. Yes.
That's what
You know, when the most traumatic time when a community member or a person in the city of Philadelphia dials 911, they want to know that somebody's coming.
Yeah.
Right now, they're not. It may be an hour, it may be 2 hours, because we just don't have the bodies out there. It's just too stretched thin, and our calls are prioritized. But, you know, again, we, you know, there's a lot of good people in the city of Philadelphia. There's not a lot of people committing a lot of crime. It's a small amount committing a lot, and they know there's no retribution for them and no repercussions. So we're out there, and a lot of good people in the city support the police, they support the FOP.
Well, and you know that, you know, obviously this is the labor show, okay? And the synergy between labor and our law enforcement and our veterans and our military organizations. One of the things I'm most proud of my father, when I look back and, you know, we just buried him not long ago, was we got an opportunity to look at where he was honored, and the police organizations, the fire organizations, the military, and it just meant a lot to him. We grew up in a family where, our law enforcement and our military was, at the forefront.
Right.
What do you think we need to do in order for people to educate themselves, for families to educate their kids to understand how lucky we are to have law enforcement and the military setting the tone for our freedoms.
Right. And I think prior to 2020, we were right there.
Yeah.
You know, we were holding our own. Now, you know, with all that dialogue and all the nonsense that went out, and again, you know, that turned the tide. So now we're slowly climbing back up to where we need to be. I think it starts in the schools. It starts in the homes. People tell them, respect the police. And I think a lot of it will start once we make some changes here after these next elections, and we'll see some support for law enforcement. We'll see us able to go out and actually enforce the law. So that's key.
Absolutely, Jerry.
Yeah, and you want to talk about people supporting each other and why we're here, McClef, and why John McNesby is getting is an honoree tonight. You know, when you talk about people looking out for each other, you know, in labor, with organized labor, unions, fraternal orders, McClef often needs a little something, you know, because we want everything to go to the children. And John McNesby and the FOP say, well, what do you need? We have our meetings there almost every Thursday. What room do you want? You want the conference room? You want this room? How many guys you got coming? And where can I put you? Oh, you need that for that? Let's hook up. I mean, our Medal of Honor recipients who are coming later today are coming by police escort. That doesn't happen with a phone call that doesn't go to John McNesby. The use of a hall for a fundraiser. These guys, I mean, people, anyone in the catering business, hospitality industry, there's not tons of money there. And when you have an organization like the FOP says, what hall do you want, what night, what day, what food options, what package you want, oh, by the way, we're going to take care of it. So that way all the money you raise is going to McClef. It doesn't happen unless you have the support of someone like John McNesby.
And John, talk about that, because this is going directly for the kids, and how it makes you feel to know that through a very difficult situation, you're able to help children in an area of education.
And a lot of different organizations don't use the 100% quote-unquote dialogue. They talk about, part of it goes here. That's what's most enjoyable, is that everything goes directly to the organization. And our team back at the FOP, we have a beautiful facility up there. And we're not there to make a ton of money. We don't have to do that. We want to make sure that we're out in the community. We're supporting organizations. McClef, whether it's whether it's cancer research, whether it's I have a group of people now for pediatric cancer at an event right now. So it's we love partnering with these organizations. It's all for a great cause, and it gets our name out there also. But you know, we have a beautiful facility, and we're not looking to make money. We just want to make sure we do right by the people that do right by us.
John McNesby sitting in with us here on the Labor Show with Jadok and Krause. We're live here at the McClef Gala. John, last thought before we let you get to the event. First, thank you very much for your service and your continued service on a daily basis. When you go to the podium tonight, your father will be with you, I'm sure. What will you say?
You know, I don't know. If he, bringing up my dad, I don't want to lose it up there, you know. So, I mean, listen, this is not John McNesby getting this award. This is the team behind me, and I thrive on that, and I make sure that let them know it's not me. You know, I get the lights, the camera, the action, but those guys are out there digging their heels in the sand, and they're out there doing the work also. There's a lot of events. It's not just me, so it's a team effort. I'm going to thank them. I'm going to thank you guys, and I'm going to thank the community out there for coming on board with us.
Well done. Well stated. Congrats to you, sir. An honor.
Thank you.
Congrats,
John.
Honor
thank
to
you,
sit
John.
Here with you.
Appreciate
we'll take
it.
A commercial break. Back in a moment.
This program is paid for by Jacob Media Partners. This edition of The Labor Show is sponsored in part by Sprinkler Fitters Local 692, Laborers District Council, Steam Fitters Local 420, and the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 542.
And we're back here live on The Labor Show with Jadok and Krause as we come to you live from Rivers Casino here in Philadelphia, Jadok. Special thanks to John McNesby for joining us in our last segment. Tonight is the McClef Gala, their big event of the year. 550-plus people will be in attendance for the event tonight. Our next guest, Greg Isabella, is going to join us. I met Greg when I was in the middle of setup, Jadok. Greg, welcome. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Just like our previous two guests, Greg, you have been incredibly generous. You have been incredibly meaningful to what this event stands for. Talk about that.
Well, you know, the mission statement of McClef, Marine Law Enforcement Firearms Foundation, is to provide a $35,000 check to the children of who have lost one of their parents in the Marine Corps or for federal law enforcement agencies. So, I mean, that's a major responsibility, a financial responsibility that needs to be developed throughout the year. So this year, we created another event, which was a blockbuster hit. It was the first annual sporting clay shoot at Lehigh Valley Sporting Clays, which is a premier facility. So we turned around. We expected to sell out the event, and we were very close to selling it out. Next year, we will have the second annual event at Lehigh Valley Sporting Clays, and it will be, I predict, the minute the emails go out, I predict we will sell out the event.
Let me put an exclamation point and some depth into your reference to the 35,000. In this incredible program, there is an itemized list of dollars in totality that this organization has provided. I just want to make sure that the audience understands the magnitude of what that means. So when you say $35,000, that's one family that will benefit from that. But the history is long. And as you know, Greg, the dollars are really deep in terms of the support that McClef provides.
That is correct. The event that we had, we sold out all the sponsorships because people know that this is a worthy organization that will assist, you know, the children in need, you know, when there is a loss of life, whether, you know, it's in the military or the a federal law enforcement agency. I will say this, we're having our second event. Save the date. It is June 2nd, 2023. Again, it will be at Lehigh Valley Sporting Clays, which is a premier facility. And I guarantee that when we email the event notice, I predict we will sell out the event.
Greg, talk about the individuals that participate and sponsor an event. What you know, what organizations, what individuals will be flocking to the event?
Well, there's a lot of businesses. I sponsored all the firearms and the prizes. I mean, where are you going to go? You're going to have prizes, a Sig Sauer M18, which is the standard pistol of the USMC, a Smith & Wesson Shield Plus, a Beretta 1301 Tactical. Then we had a LWRC 5.56 pistol. I mean, those are all top-notch prizes. The sponsors, the people that I was aware of, they opened up the checkbook without any question because, again, this is a worthy organization that does a worthy sense of duty.
Jerry?
Just landing back to... the money, you know, you talk about how come people are so eager to sponsor McClef. We sell out, you know, our programs, our sponsorship books. It's because McClef, a foundation of hundreds of volunteers, has one part-time employee that's paid. Up in New York, she handles the books. She makes sure we're following the nonprofit rules and regulations. One woman, part-time, is the only person who gets paid from McClef. Everyone else is a volunteer. You know, if we're handing out a $35,000 scholarship, educational scholarship to a child, it's an unfortunate moment. But that $35,000 scholarship cost us $35,000 and 10 bucks to make. So people say, you're not going to tell me I'm giving you $1,000 and we need $200 for processing, $50 for this, that. No. You give us $1,000, $995 of that is making it into a scholarship for a child.
What's it like, Jared, when you get to deliver that check and know you're making a difference in such a life?
You know, it's heartwarming. It's rewarding. But you don't want to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're there. There's some smiles on some faces for a moment or two.
It's bittersweet because of a reason.
Absolutely. And you think, you know, when you're driving there to make that presentation, and you think, well, what did we go through to earn to raise the money to have this $35,000 check? And you think about everything you did for about 5 seconds. And then the rest of the ride there, you think, what is this family going through?
Yeah.
And you don't want to be making that drive, but you're damn thankful you're able to make that drive.
And sir,
last word from Greg Isabella.
This year's event, we netted just under $35,000, and that was our first year. So we'll do a lot better next year, and all I could say is save the date. It's June 2nd, 2023. Go on the McClef Facebook page. You'll see photographs of the event. And everybody had a great time, and I strongly recommend that you come out.
In a world where there are no guarantees, Greg, I guarantee, based on your conviction, that event will sell out and exceed your highest expectations. Well done, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great stuff. Greg Isabella joining us here. Firing Line is his company, and he stands in line to help. Well done. We'll take a commercial break. Back here at the gala in a moment.
Tonight's edition of The Labor Show is sponsored in part by Ironworkers Local 401, Boilermakers Local 13, Plumbers Local 690, Roofers Local 30, and IBEW Local 98. Choose a Local 98 contractor.
guy.
I tell you, he looks awful familiar.
And we're back here live on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It is the Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause as we broadcast to you, to everybody, J-Doc, from the Foundation Gala, the McClef Foundation Gala. What an event it will be. And I know I've always referenced so many times to the listening audience to use your theater of the mind to really understand the magnitude of where we are, especially when we're on location. Tonight, J-Doc, there is no place that I would rather be. It is spectacular here at the gala.
And Joe, we've talked about, many times the word hero is often overused. Well, not in this case. And I say this right now. There are heroes amongst us, one on the set that I'm so honored to have on the broadcast. It's just a fantastic experience to witness greatness. Jerry Connors, if you will.
Well, once again, gentlemen, and to the listening off audience, you know, when McClef says we're having our largest fundraiser, we're having another fundraiser, another gentleman who picks up the phone and says, where do you need me, guys? What time? How long? What's it for? What do I got to wear? And we say, here's the information. And Medal of Honor recipient, Barney Barnum, says, I'm on my way. And sure enough, he's here. And we know if he can take a step, one of those steps will always lead to a McClef event.
Sir, welcome to the
program. Well, thank you very much. My wife and I drove in from Virginia yesterday.
Awesome.
And we're going to join with 552 of our closest friends.
That's fantastic.
And have dinner tonight and raise some money for the education of the children of Marines and law enforcement who have paid the ultimate sacrifice doing what we've asked them to do, doing their job in the line of duty. So, you know, the future of our country lies in the hands of our youth. Okay, so we got to take care of their education, get them along so that they can take over the responsibilities of gray-haired guys like me. We got to pass that football. We got to pass the control. Got to pass on the authority and the responsibilities of being an American citizen. So that's what it's all about.
And sir, first of all, it's an honor to have you here. And talk about that legacy that you carry and you pass on to the youth. Because our future, like you just said, is only as bright as those who carry the torch.
Yeah. Well, I tell these young whippersnappers that I'm a grateful American. Grateful that I was born, grew up, and was educated, and now live in the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. Absolutely. Grateful that I had the opportunity to serve and wear the cloth of our country as a United States Marine, both in war and peace. And I'm thankful that our country has bestowed this medal, the Medal of Honor, and I'm the custodian of it because I wear it in honor of those great Marines and phenomenal Navy corpsmen that as a young 25-year-old first lieutenant 57 years ago,
wow,
I got the lead on the battle in Vietnam.
Joey still looks better than you, Jay Thomas.
Yeah,
he'd be getting carded if he was coming.
Yeah, then I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful because of the medal. I get to come to things like this and support McClef. And I've been with McClef since its inception 27 years ago and helped raise a lot of money and assist a lot of families. And the spirit of patriotism, love of country, I just wish this could be on national television tonight.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm glad you're doing it for the local radio audience who follow you because they know that you're telling it as it is.
Well, you know, I wanted to know what it makes you feel like, what you mean to people, your service, and, what you were able to do on behalf of your fellow brothers and sisters. When you walk in a room, you mean so much to people.
Well, you know, it's humbling. It really is humbling. And I tell you, near the end of the evening, it gets kind of tough for people slapping you on the back and telling you what a great guy you are. But I represent hundreds of thousands of young Marines that have gone before me and served in this glorious corps we call the United States Marine Corps. And so I'm really representing them. I'm just I'm a vehicle. I'm a vehicle to express the gratitude that we have for their service. And, you know, I stayed in 30 years, and I never looked at it as a job. It was a way of life. It agreed with me. I believed in what we were doing. I believed we were doing the right thing at the right time for the right reasons. And that's putting those who want to tear down everything you and I believe in, put them at parade rest. Absolutely. Or put them in the ground.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, we want to thank you so much, sir, for your service and the difference you've made in so many lives. And what's amazing, and Jerry was saying this at the beginning, is the difference you're making today as much as ever in the lives of individuals who are going to get these the educations they deserve and carry the torch into the future.
Well, I want to thank you on behalf of all members of McClef and all those who we've helped over the years for your support and taking the time to let us get on your air. I enjoyed talking to you last week, and we didn't talk about me. We talked about tonight, what's all about and what they can do to support it. And if they couldn't get a ticket, they can still write a check. So go on and look at McClef.org and help us. Let's build that kitty up so we can help a lot of kids.
Well, we're all here because you made it possible for us. So thank you, sir.
Well done, sir. Well done. Thank you very much, man. Well done.
Appreciate it very much.
The Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation Gala. We're live here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Back in a moment.
Tonight's edition of The Labor Show is sponsored in part by Ironworkers Local 401, Boilermakers Local 13, Plumbers Local 690, Roofers Local 30, and IBEW Local 98. Choose a Local 98 contractor.
And we're back here live at the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation Gala at the Rivers Casino in Philadelphia. I'm Joe Krause along with J-Doc. One public service announcement I'm going to make. Then we'll take a short 60-second commercial, come back on the other side, and finish up the live broadcast leading you right into Penn State football. Quick update on the Beirut Memorial Ceremony, which is scheduled for Sunday, October 23rd at 10 a.m. It'll be held at the Beirut Monument at Dock Street and Front Street in Philadelphia. Again, that date is Sunday, October 23rd. It will start at 10 a.m. It'll be the Marine Corps League event at the Beirut Memorial Ceremony. For information on the event, call Don at 215-696-9194. We'll take a 60-second commercial break and then return with our final segment. We're live at the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation Gala. Back in a moment. And we're back here live at the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation Gala. This is the Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause, leading you right in to Penn State football tonight on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. J-Doc, I said to you when we went into the last break, I just wanted to make sure that you realized we are in a room surrounded by power, surrounded by heroes, and surrounded by 552 people that change lives. It is just humbling to sit in this chair.
Joe, you couldn't have said it better. It's such an honor to be here. And as we go into our final segment, Jerry, if you will, by the way, congratulations to you, Jerry, and the entire organization for a job well done. This, Joe Krause, theater of the mind.
It's our pleasure, it's our honor, and it's us being very thankful that you guys have gotten on board. You know, a partnership, it doesn't do justice for what you guys have done here. And I know we're going to have a great future with you guys involved and the Labor Show. And we thank you, and I'm sure there'll be a million thank yous when we get done the show tonight. But I just want to let your listeners know and let you guys know, as you see here, this is an undertaking. And this is one of many things that go on through the course of the year for McClef. And within that undertaking is caravans, it's moving of Medal of Honor recipients, it's the moving of VIPs to get where they need to be, to get there safely. There's someone who every time, I don't even know how many years it's been, It's not aging him well because he doesn't. He looks very old.
He's only 23 years old. Right.
Officer Mike Kelly of the Highway Patrol, Philadelphia Police Department, has been doing this for many years. And whenever McClef says, this is what we got going on, and this is what we need to do, which is impossible to do in the city of Philadelphia, and that is to get from one end to the other in a certain amount of time, Mike Kelly says, I got it. It's done. Count on me. And he's done it year after year, and we couldn't do it without him.
Mike, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for your contributions. Talk about what McClef means to you and this event.
You know, it's funny. Been a cop for almost 30 years, and we just go out every day and lock people up in Highway Patrol and kind of get like the dark end of society for the most part. And then Chief Boyle asked me to come on board about 8 years ago, 8.5 years ago, to work directly for him, which I did. So even though I was part of doing this when I was in Highway Patrol, I became a bigger part of Tony Boyle relying on me. So start with the leadership. I don't think there's a better man to lead like Tony Boyle. But with that said, I got to really, really, really know these Medal of Honor guys. And, you know, you put on a medal every day like me, and it's, to them, it is everything. Their medal, if you sit down and really talk to them, they will always tell you, as they hold it, that this is not my medal. I am a caretaker. This is for the men and women didn't come back. And they mean it from the bottom of their soul. So it made me very humble. As you can see, I'm starting to tear up a little bit here. I'm just a kid from Northeast, graduated high school, went about my business. Someone messed up with the police department and hired me. And here I am with such honorable men like these guys. And for them to call me a friend is extremely humbling.
And it's a great responsibility.
Oh.
What they mean to our country.
Yes.
And it's hard to describe. And you having that responsibility, right. You know, talk about that.
These guys, first of all, they fly. They live on the road. And these are, as you can see, these are Vietnam vets. So they're getting up there in age. They're on the road 200 plus days a year at least for causes. And it's never about them. So McClef is about the children. It's about the children of fallen. Stand in the room, sir, and hand a wife and their children a check and say, hey, we're going to take care of you. And see how humbling that is. And it's awesome. But for these guys to get up every day and still honor this country and still represent America the way it really is unbelievable.
Well, I will say this to you. It's fitting that you help us close this hour of our live show. I will say this to you. The incredible responsibility that you have to be the caretaker of the caretakers is really, really powerful.
Absolutely.
Stuff. Well,
it's
done, sir.
It's in good hands and it's in the right hands.
Yeah, well done. Jerry, we have, I think, 35 seconds to give you a chance to wrap it up.
Well, 35 seconds won't do it justice, and I understand that. But what I have to say is, as you're seeing tonight and how much we talked about it, the events like this make when a family's world is turned upside down, like we've said with the knock on the door, that someone has fallen, a loved one, and we want them to know that the education of their child or their children, unfortunately, a lot of times it's multiple children, we will take care of one of the most important foundation, and that is their education, is very humbling and pleasing, and it's honorable.
And to know they're not alone, Jerry.
Without a doubt. You become a family member of McClef the moment we get the call that you had the tragedy in your life.
Mike Kelly, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Well
done.
Thank you, guys. Your words resonated. Really powerful tonight. I appreciate it. That's going to do it for this edition of The Labor Show. Stay tuned. for Penn State football coming up on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On behalf of Officer Kelly, on behalf of Jerry, on behalf of J-Doc, and of course on behalf of the six Medal of Honor recipients that are here tonight at this incredible gala, I'm Joe Krause. See you next time, everybody.
Is paid for by Jacob Media Partners. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Jacob Media or its guests and do not reflect the views of WPHT or Odyssey.